The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Showtime Eric Young.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
This is WWE superstar, The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening to I'm a Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best New Show, The Rack.
People are sheep, you understand me? They can't lead themselves, they need to be led. People buy and sell fear. I created war. And I think it's time for the masses to wake up.
Wake up and look at this line they're living in, man!
The world is deteriorating between their toes, and they do nothing about it. They only stand there, they whisper and wonder, but they never do anything about it. But I've seen it all in my dreams and in my thoughts. And above everything else, I understand.
This is not the beginning. Stand.
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
Aw, Puddin'. You know, you've always been pretty, but you've never been the smart one in this relationship.
And TNA.
Look at these bookmarks they found.
My gosh, can two human beings even do that? Hey, but you know, my secretary borrows this all the time. She may have put something
like
that on there.
Yeah, look at, as a lawyer, you gotta be careful with this kind of stuff. Look at, we're buddies, right?
Well, yeah, you and my brother are best, we're best friends.
I'm worried about you. I'm pretty much a scientist now. I'm gonna help you with this. We're gonna get to the bottom of it.
How? What?
I'm gonna borrow your pad. I'm gonna check out the rest of
the pad.
Your flavor, man. I know.
Wait a minute. Wait.
To the bottom of it.
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome everybody to another edition of the Rack Extra Total Divas. I'm Sir Rock and Lindsay Ward is here. We're going to be recapping everything that goes down in episode number 7. Yes, we have hit episode number 7 of the awesome Total Divas, which means there's only one episode to go after this, which means we're going to have to wait some time for more Total Divas. But speaking of waiting more time, you don't have to wait much more. We'll be back right after this quick timeout to recap everything, and I mean everything, that goes down in this week's edition of Total Divas. And you can hear it right here on the Rack Extra Total Divas edition right after this quick timeout.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once!
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long... years. Finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment.
Oh my God! No! Oh my God!
No! 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 Don't do this, bro!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various coworkers. Oh, and I once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW is pimping.
It's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Yo, monkey. It's me. DDP. The king of Bada Bing. The master of the diamond cutter. The three-time world champ. And you, monkey, for you, you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
We're back. We're here. We're in the car with Eva Marie. She's getting a call from Kristen from Talent Relations.
And she's getting news about being in Maxim Magazine.
That, because that's totally the kind of news you want to get while you're driving in the car.
Mm-hmm. She's now in a 6-page, 8-page spread. I didn't catch how many pages spread in Maxim Magazine.
I think it's a 6. It's either a 2 or a 6.
Either way, she's going to be in Maxim Magazine coming up, and she's very excited, and she was driving when getting the news.
That's usually how it works. You always get the big news, you know, when you're in the car driving.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess we're going to be hearing more about that coming up in this episode. The really redhead will be involved in Maxim.
And now we're back at Raw, and here we go, with everybody arriving at the show.
It's the Bellas.
They're signing autographs.
The Bellas are signing their autographs. Taking pictures with the fans, mingling.
They've been working nonstop since they came back.
Yeah. Oh, there's Daniel Bryan in a suit. He looks so special in a suit.
Oh, and there's John Cena in a suit on the red carpet.
They talk about going to red carpets, yeah. They're so happy to be back on top of the landscape of WWE.
And now we're at Arion's place.
With Vincent. And Vincent wants to go to the red carpet event with Arion.
Wait, he has to do papers for the sheriff?
Apparently.
What did he do?
Now Arion's telling how they have been on the same page lately, because if you remember last week in Las Vegas, well, he was
kind of a jerk.
Yeah. Good way to put it, jerk.
Basically, it seems like he's trying to move in on her fame just a little bit.
Just a little bit, yeah. She's talking about how she's pushing her butt into, and then she actually pushes simulates pushing buttons. And she's really annoyed with him.
She made the dog run away.
Yeah. And now we're in John Cena's home, where he's getting stretched out.
In his living room.
By two guys.
Yeah, this is awkward.
We're getting all up in Cena's Kool-Aid. And now she just hangs her boobs in his face.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't need that stretched right now.
Mm-hmm. And now they're stretching her out.
You know, if you didn't know what was going on with all the noises she was making, yeah, you could, yeah.
And now she whispers to him, and now I'm more flexible. And Cena's now pondering this.
Yeah, you know, because, yeah. Because he really needs to be teased.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, JoJo straightened her hair. She looks so weird.
Yeah, she does.
And it's a pretty weird. It's just, it's different. I kind of like her natural hair. It's really pretty like that.
It is. And now Eva Marie is telling the Funkadactyl JoJo and Natty that she's going to be in Maxim.
And Natty's like, wow.
Natty says Eva Marie has an it factor. Okay. Ariane's worried about being replaced by a newbie.
And now that they're talking about SummerSlam and...
JoJo's like... is happy, but she wants to be noticed too. Natty looked like she couldn't give a fuck.
Natty looks like, really, why am I here?
Exactly.
Like, I'm sorry that, you know, when they were talking about the Maxim spread, Natty looked so disappointed in Eva for a minute. Like, seriously.
And JoJo is practicing her singing.
And it's the Star Spangled Banner.
Mm-hmm. Eva Marie walks up and JoJo wasn't... Eva Marie wasn't... didn't know that... how good JoJo actually was at singing. JoJo talks about how she loves singing. It's her passion.
And now JoJo's... talking about approaching Jane and Mark about, you know, possibly singing the national anthem.
Before,
or at least bringing singing into her character, I should say.
Yeah, she wants to sing it before Raw and bring singing into her character.
Basically, she's doing what she can to get noticed, because, mm-hmm. Well, somebody's jealous.
Eva Marie's questioning her motives. Wasn't she the one who would dance with Fandango to get on TV? Oh, that's right. She was going to slut it up for Fandango. That's right.
And also, you know, she's the one doing the Maxim spread when it has nothing to do with wrestling.
Right.
And now we're all getting together for lunch. And Bree's talking about you always want to impress people, you always want to put your best foot forward.
Now she breaks it to more of the group that she's in Maxim.
Yeah.
Nikki is talking about how this time Natty has a smile on her face.
Yeah, Natty's like, oh, the Bellas don't like it. This is a win.
Pretty much. Ooh, time for... They want Vinny wants the parents to meet each other.
Hmm. Oh dear, this could get bad. This could get ugly.
Could get real ugly. She's wondering if this is the next step.
Yeah, that's usually the next step. It's, mm-hmm. If you're going to have, unless it's just like a casual meeting, but if he's like, you know, I want to have our parents meet each other, yeah, that's a big step.
Right.
And Ariane's not sure. She doesn't know she wants to get married. She wants to spend a little bit more quality time with Vinny before she makes that decision. And she's nervous.
She's not in love with him.
No, she's not.
Well played, Bree.
Yeah, basically they just asked her if she was in love with him, and she's like, well, I don't not love him.
She doesn't know if Vinny's the one.
Yeah, I would say based on that reaction, no, Vinny is not the one.
You know someone's the one, dude. You know. Right from the start.
Yeah. By the way, the chairs are doing something really psychedelic based on the light in the camera.
I just noticed like that. The one where Nikki's sitting, yeah.
Yeah, it's like because of the lights and the camera, and it's a two-tone fabric, yeah, and the way that the fabric's made, it's just, it keeps, like, lighting up and stuff. It's kind of funny.
Oh, now we're in Hartford, Connecticut for Monday Night Raw. Hey, look, it's the Bellas.
By the way.
And the Funkadactyl. AJ, Caitlin. Yes?
Oh, my God, AJ sighting! Caitlin sighting! And this is when Caitlin was Divas Champ.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your time reference.
And
by the way, we're on a Wyatt sighting mission tonight.
Yes, we
just
are.
Just so everybody knows.
Yes,
oh,
we are.
Oh, jeez. That was not good.
No.
Basically, she went face and stomach first right into the ropes, and that
and
could not.
And there goes Nikki.
And that could not have felt good either.
She talks about her shin hitting the mat. Yeah.
That's more of the way her foot hit.
Mm-hmm. This is where Nikki is gets hurt.
And everyone's concerned as she goes into the trainer's room.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. When she was playing soccer, she went shin to shin and had put a rod in her leg. Ooh. Ooh.
And screws. Yeah, that's... I'm surprised she can wrestle with that in.
Bree is telling...
Nikki.
Go ahead.
But yeah, basically, Bree's, you know, Nikki don't want to go to the doctor, and Bree's going to make her go to the doctor. It's mm-hmm. like, honey, go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And now Bree's threatening to go tell John in WWE. And And basically she has till the weekend to tell him what's going on or else, well, she's in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, what have we learned on this little snippet?
Nikki is a lot more flexible for John now, before the injury. Eva Marie is, going to be a Maxim, and Ariane is supposed to meet, Vinny's father or family at some point, and she really doesn't love him.
No, she really doesn't love him, and that's kind of sad, but at the same time, it makes sense, because he's getting on her nerves. I mean, you could tell that, and honestly, when, like, I got a little concerned when she, like, shut the door on him, and then he just, like, flung it open. It's like, oh god, what is he gonna do?
Right.
Kind of makes you wonder what would have happened if the cameras weren't there, because Deuce got a temper on him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He has a temper on him. Yeah, that's for sure.
So, it's just, it kind of makes you wonder, you know, well, what would have happened in that situation had a camera not been there? So, maybe she's making the right call. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see.
Mm-hmm. And, the injury for Nikki, well, it doesn't look serious when coming down when you hear the backstory about it. That makes it, you kind of feel bad for Nikki.
Well, you see the way that she lands, her foot and her ankle, like, basically bend forward in a way that they shouldn't bend, so it's like she probably twisted it and re-cracked it.
Right.
And I'm really actually surprised that they let her wrestle with her leg already in the condition it was before this injury. Just because my mom has screws in her ankle, and I know for a fact that she wouldn't be able to do what they're doing. So I don't know, maybe it's the way that they fixed it for Nikki that she can, or maybe that's why we don't see Nikki do as much. Maybe that's why they don't do certain types of moves. Actually, that's probably why they don't do certain types of moves, but...
You don't see them doing a lot of running.
No, you don't.
And,
you really don't.
And we're back.
Thank God, because that Hello Ross commercial's kind of scary.
Yeah, it was. Eating's not in, apparently.
Juicing. Juicing is in.
Juicing is in. So, eating isn't. It's time for Eva Marie's Maxim shoot. God, her hair is way too red for anybody.
And they're going to make her all up and make her all glamorous. That's a really kicking house.
She's getting her hair did, her makeup done, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, basically all the girly stuff.
But if you look at that hair... Alright, this we're going to pick apart Eva Marie for a second. If you look at her forehead with the red hair, that's not natural.
Yeah, it's the way that they did the dye job, because it looks like she just got it done. For the shoot, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the way that her hairline is. That...
It's way too red.
Yeah, there's not a natural... It looks better when she's got, like, her roots showing through, because that gives it a better base.
Yeah, when there's some darkness to it, yes.
But with it just all red like that, yeah, it's like, she needs to put some highlights or something in it. Some darker highlights or something to help it look... better, because that's just, like, all on.
And now we have John Cena and Nikki at a coffee house.
I want the couch. It's kind of an awesome couch.
John Cena is telling... you know, Nikki always tells him, you know, get it all. If something hurts, get it checked out. Now he's turning back around on her.
Because basically she said, you know, I don't have time to get it checked. And he's like, well, what if it's broken? You know, you need to get this taken care of.
Right. The worst thing for... She's worried about being on her back for 3 months. We'll let you...
We'll let you infer on that one. Mm-hmm. We're not going to touch it with a 6-foot pole. Yeah, it's basically John's telling her, you need to take care of it now when it's possibly only 3 months or less before it's a year. And he's right, because it's like, you're even worse shape if you hurt it further.
Her dog's name is Glitty. Glitty.
And now we're... Glitty, yes.
Glitty. Glittified?
She's getting the dog's nails done!
Yeah. So she's...
What the crap?
So she's glittified. Glitty and glittified.
Meanwhile, Vincent's trying to convince Arion to, you know, meet his dad.
She wants to. She says she has no time to fit into her schedule, and Vinny's like trying to pressure her.
Like basically, she's trying to back out of it and find any excuse she can to get out of it.
Pretty much. And now we're back in Tampa, Florida, with Eva Marie and JoJo.
And she's back from the Maxim shoot.
Mm-hmm. They share a hug. Talk about how they missed each other. Talk about the photo shoot, how amazing it was. She says she feels like the most important person in the world. Now she's showing JoJo the picture. JoJo doesn't really seem impressed.
No, JoJo's like, oh, damn, it turned out good.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not! Basically, JoJo has a jealous.
Uh-huh. And Eva Marie's, like, trying to call her on it. Eva Marie's wanting the support from JoJo, and JoJo's not giving it to her.
And basically, Eva's not having any of it.
Nope. What?
Oh, the upcoming section's going to be interesting. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's going to be really interesting. Alright, so, I've been sitting here. Okay. Who the freak names their dog Glitty? Really? Glitty?
No. Who the freak gets their dog's nails done? Like, that's what I want to know. It's like, one, I'm pretty sure that stuff, the nail polish, is toxic to dogs.
Probably.
Considering the fact that dogs gnaw on their nails and everything, yeah, it's... Who does that to their dog? That's just wrong.
That is wrong. That is very wrong. But again, that's what happens when you name your dog Glitty.
I mean, hell, at least get glitter nail polish put on.
That would actually make the dog glittified. But no, this is just pink nail polish. No, no. I just can't get over the name Glitty. That's a stupid name for a dog.
Well, welcome to Girl World.
Yeah, I can see that, but I would think girls would have common sense when to name their pet Glitty.
Oh, you underestimate us.
Like, what if you had a dog? What would you name it?
What would I name it? I don't know what I would name it.
Would it
wouldn't name it Glitty.
Okay, you would name it something normal, right?
potentially. I'm not sure.
Oh, God, it's going to be something weird.
God. Yeah, it's me!
But at least it won't be Glitty. God.
No, it won't be Glitty. Like, the upstairs neighbor's dog is Remington.
Okay, but that's a decent name. It's not a great name, but better than Glitty. God, Glitty. And then Glittified. God.
Well, what would you name a dog?
I would name it something normal. Normal. I would use a normal name, not Glitty.
What's a normal dog name?
Anything but Glitty. Hell. I think at some point people are going to name their kid Glitty.
I'm sure that somebody already has.
Which is retarded, by the way. When you name, think about your children. Don't name their children North. Please. Whatever you do, don't name a child North.
Especially if your last name is West.
Yeah. That's just... Yeah. God. People these days in naming things. Yeah. Get off my soapbox now. Glitty. God.
Somebody's lost their faith in humanity, can you tell?
Yeah, I have. Kind of have. Glitty. God, man.
Better be careful. You talk mean about her dog and she'll come kick your butt.
And we're back.
And we're back in Tampa at the gym.
With JoJo and
Trinity and
The Uso. And they're working out.
And now they're talking about the Maxim thing. So I guess Trinity's kind of sort of taking JoJo under her wing.
It looks like that. It seems like that. JoJo's talking about wanting to step up, and they're supporting her.
And she almost throws the ball right into John's, manly area.
Yeah.
And basically, JoJo's trying to get in, and they're encouraging her, and then, Trinity's like, basically, this could make you or break you kind of thing, so you better do it right.
Pretty much, yeah. Talk about how the national anthem is a hard song to sing.
Only if you try to hit the high note.
Yeah, only if you try to hit the high note and your name's Roseanne.
Yeah.
Because we all, yeah. Everyone knows that, generic.
If you don't, you too.
Mm-hmm.
So now, basically, they're talking about doing a duet together. And now she's proposing, instead of the national anthem, doing Focus on a Roll.
Mm-hmm. Some back home mama.
John's like, y'all are crazy.
Y'all be crazy right now.
I want in! I'll hold the pom-poms!
Oh, that was
she takes him down. Mm-hmm.
That was a shot.
Go Trend.
That was a shot by the Uso. Well played. And now we're now with Bella. She's getting an MRI on her leg.
Oh, it's in an open MRI too. Awesome.
Oh, bone scan. Ooh.
Yeah.
And Nikki knows something's wrong with her leg after seeing it, the bone scan.
Yeah, there's a big old white spot. She did something.
Now she has to wait for the WWE doctors to get the information before she knows what's going on.
That's messed up, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's got to wait for the WWE doctors to send her the, or get the information before she can deal with it? And basically, Bree's telling her, well, you know, don't put it off if you can. Because Nikki's trying to make it to at least past SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bree's worried about her career, because if Nikki's off, she's off.
Right.
Because, well, they are the Bella Twins.
Yeah, it's, you can't have just one, you gotta have two, otherwise, well, it kinda defeats the purpose of having twins.
Now we have Natty and Eva Marie in a car.
Basically, Natty needs to run to the ladies' room, and now she's stressing about the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Eva's now complaining about JoJo and the situation, and
now that they're with each other 24/7, they're starting to grow apart.
Well, yeah, because you do everything together. Eventually, you need to get your own space. You need to.
Yeah, you just need that time apart.
Yeah, it's like that's... You don't have to do everything together just because you live together.
Right.
Well, to be fair, to basically Natty saying, you know, JoJo should be more concerned about wrestling than doing the band stuff, it's like, well, to be fair, Eva Marie should be more concerned about doing the wrestling stuff than doing Maxim.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because I've seen JoJo take more wrestling moves so far on this series than I've seen Eva Marie take.
This is true. And now they're heading to a recording studio. As they're looking to re-record the Somebody Called My Mama theme song.
Did somebody check this out with Jim Johnston?
They must have. Oh, they're with Trinity's dad. Ooh, it's going to be interesting.
Oh, so her dad is in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Oh, it's a remix version of the song. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, JoJo has some pipes on her.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's not good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the monotone, they don't...
Yeah.
And basically, Trinity's having fun working with her dad as, you know, they're working on the song because she's never done anything like that before with him.
Right. That sounded better towards the end.
Sounded better towards the end, but if I remember from what this is from, I don't know if this is going to turn out okay or not. And now we're at Vinny's dad's house.
This is going to get interesting. She's very nervous about being the father.
And she brought the dog.
Mm-hmm. She brought Glitty. And the dad made a lot of food.
Oh, here. His dad is Armenian, which is awesome.
That's bread that he wants to put on the shoulder now. The dad just brought up a wedding.
They've broken out the alcohol. They're eating dinner. They're having a nice time. There's already been one mention of a wedding. And apparently the liquor is very strong.
Mm-hmm. Now they're talking about kids already.
Yeah, basically, the dad is scolding her for her job and the fact that she has to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And basically she says, I don't want to have kids for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it's in the Armenian culture, if, you know, Vinny goes out into the world and he leaves the house, he should, you know, basically have a wedding. You know, he should basically leave the house when he gets married. That's the culture.
Right.
And so, basically now there's a huge amount of pressure being put on Arion to, well, get married.
Yeah.
And she's like...
and have kids. Wait, what?
Yeah, well, wait, what? You know, it basically start popping out kids, and she's not having any of that, because, well, she's not ready. And, you know, obviously you can tell based on her reactions. He's not the one. He's just not the guy. And you can just tell that based on how she's reacting.
Oh, yeah. Clearly.
And even... Sorry.
I said clearly you can tell by the reactions.
And even if he is the guy, she's not ready to get married. She's not. She's not in that place to get married yet.
She's too young.
She's enjoying life. She's having fun on the road. Being a funkadactyl. She's not ready to get married yet.
She's not ready to settle down, and she doesn't need to. She's in her, what, late 20s? Mid to late 20s?
Yeah, mid to late 20s. So yeah, she's still young. She's got plenty of time. So yeah, it's just, yeah... Arion's being taken to a very uncomfortable place right now.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we learned there. What else have we learned?
We learned how you get a bone scan.
Yes, we now know how to read a bone scan. What else?
Let's see, what else did we learn? We learned that JoJo's got a set of pipes on her.
Oh,
Trinity's
yeah.
dad is kind of awesome.
Trinity does have a good dad, yes.
And, well, things are about to get interesting.
Oh, yeah. Just by the teases, yeah, things about to be getting real interesting. But I don't think we're done with the singing with the Funkadactyl and JoJo. I think there's more to come as well on that. It should be interesting. We'll see if they actually get to perform on television.
Right, and I'm curious to see where this goes and how this goes. And apparently Rebel Wilson has a series. This is going to be genius.
Yeah, it's a new show on ABC starting soon.
I may have to watch this. I seriously may have to watch this. Because Rebel Wilson is amazing. So yeah, so things are going to get interesting. And also the system as far as, you know, for the WWE performers, if they go to, a private doctor versus the WWE doctors, where if, you know, they go to a private doctor, it has to be sent off to the WWE doctors for evaluation, which is kind of interesting.
Right. And we're back.
And we're at Eva Marie's apartment.
Yeah.
And JoJo.
Mm-hmm. And they're just no talking between the two. They're just, one's doing one thing, the other's doing another. It's like, oh my god, they can live a normal life.
Well, basically, and Eva's basically saying that ever since Matt Maxim, there's been this, like, you know, competition between the two of them. Well, yeah, you know, you're both trying to get called up. You're both trying to get on the main roster.
And JoJo has a phone call. And it's Jane. And Jane liked the song that was recorded.
She thinks it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. She's trying to figure out a way to get it to use it for the entrance.
Yep.
JoJo's
basically.
Go ahead.
JoJo's basically now, you know, excited because she's about to sing on WWE. They want to use the song. And she has a happy.
Mm-hmm.
All is right with the world. And basically JoJo kind of just one-upped Eva Marie.
Mm-hmm.
And basically Vince is trying to get her to stop, you know, kissing the dog on the mouth.
He has some sort of surprise lined up for her.
And we all think, or we think we know what it is.
Oh yeah, now we know.
They're going to a jewelry store. Yep, they're going to a jewelry store,
mm-hmm.
which means one thing.
She's like, oh, crap.
She's going, oh, crap.
It's like, oh, crap. He's looking for a diamond for me. Oh, crap. And she's like, wow, oh, wow.
She is,
yeah.
Less thrilled. The guy at the jewelry store is basically picking up the message.
Mm-hmm. He's talking about the culture, the Armenian culture, and how they get married. Not even proposing, just talking about doing it and getting her the ring before even proposing, and yeah. And she's not happy.
She bails.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she just bails. She freaks out. And walks out of the store, yeah. And he chases after her.
Yeah.
And here it comes.
She says she needs time.
Basically, she's not ready to get married.
Nope. She's very overwhelmed, too much to handle, she needs to take a step back.
Basically, he's throwing everything at her at once, and she's just...
She wants a break from it all.
Basically, she cares for him, but she doesn't love him.
Right. Her heart's not there. Her heart's not into it. They're on two different places right now.
And she's very upset. She's crying, basically. She's freaking out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they're going to take a break. And he's not going to go anywhere. He's going to be there for her. He loves her. He respects her wishes.
Right.
So it's interesting to see where they go from here.
It is going to be interesting to see if she ever, you know, she's not in love with him, so it's clear.
Yeah.
It's clear.
When you say, you know, I care about you before I love you, that's not good. Wait for it. That was the clip! That was totally the clip! So they're coming up next! They're coming! For those of you that don't know, I'm kind of addicted to Tumblr. And the fine fangirls on Tumblr actually watched this episode and saw the Wyatts in the background. Somebody screen capped it and put a big red circle around them. And put it up on Tumblr, and I sent it to Rock. It's like, oh my god, the Wyatts are on Total Divas! Which led to this completely moronic idea of the Wyatts need to get a girl so they can put her on Total Divas so the Total Divas can go over to the Wyatt place for dinner because the Wyatts in gimmick on Total Divas would be awesome. And you're just stunned right now.
I got nothing to add. She said it all. And yes, it did lead to that awesome idea because it would totally be awesome to see them interacting with other divas on Total Divas.
They could make Raccoon. It would be amazing.
Just don't cook Glitty?
Never know. They might try.
So, anyway, what have we learned?
Arion is not ready to get married.
So, basically, Ross and Rachel are now on a break.
Pretty much, yeah. So, and, well, you know, at least he was cool about it, and he's going to respect it. So, it's, we'll see where it goes from here. But, yeah, it's basically, I want you to meet my dad. And then, oh, hey, let's go shopping for diamonds. And that's the other thing is, like, you know, it's, I'm sure that was not the proposal that he thought, you know, that she wants. It's like, you know, as a girl, just from my perspective, it's like, There, if you want to propose to a girl, you don't take them to a ring store, you don't take them to a jewelry store and have them pick out an engagement ring and just sit there and talk about getting married and stuff. There are sneakier ways to figure out what kind of an engagement ring a girl wants, but the whole part of, like, getting married for a lot of girls is the engagement. They want that moment where the guy gets down on one knee and proposes.
Right. You don't, like, yeah, as a guy, yeah, it's like, you don't take a girl and let her pick out the ring and say, oh, this is how we're going to get married, yada, yada, yada. No, you do the whole surprise gimmick.
And we're back. We'll get into that in a minute, because we're backstage with Nikki and Bree.
And
we're going to see the doctor.
Mm-hmm, Dr. Sampson.
Hi, Dr. Sampson!
She has a stress fracture. The 4 to 6 weeks extended is now being extended for recovery.
She's now going to be on crutches. So basically, 4 to 6 weeks doubled to 12 weeks. Basically, she can't get into it for 12 weeks, which is what we're seeing on WWE TV right now.
Right. This is the summer we've seen where she hasn't done much. She's been hurt. So it's 4 weeks she can't put any weight on it, then some, you know, different type of crutches with a little bit of weight bearing on it, and yeah. And by 12 weeks, she should be ready and set to go.
Because basically she has a very significant stress fracture.
Yeah, stress fractures are no joke. There's nothing you could do but let it time and let it heal.
And see, it's a good thing you got it checked because, well, you never know what could happen.
Exactly.
And we're waiting for it. We're waiting for it because now we see the Funkadactyls and JoJo rehearsing. They're dancing. And we're waiting for it. We're waiting for it. How's she dancing in those shoes? Good lord.
She's
getting, like 8-inch heels.
She's getting down. Hey, look, there it is. There's one.
There's Bray! I see Bray Wyatt.
Uh-huh. There was a Bray. Hey, it's Vince McMahon!
Oh my lord, Vince.
Vince is looking forward to the performance, and oh my god, that was Vince McMahon on Total Divas.
That was amazing. So we get a Bray, and we get a Vince, and a really, really, really yellow jacket.
I remember that yellow jacket. Hey, look, there it is.
And they're here. There's a Bray, there's a Luke, and there's a Eric, I think.
Mm-hmm. And even backstage, they walk really slowly. Keep it
I
up.
Wonder, is,
go ahead.
I wonder if that's... Is that the night that they debuted? No, that can't be the night. Is it?
I don't know. Alright, let's not focus on that right now.
We're gonna have to Google this later.
We're on the girls right now. They're getting ready for WWE main event where they're going to sing their song.
And well, JoJo's out of her mind. She's nervous. But anyway, okay. So back to the engagement talk.
Right, back to the engagement talk. Where were we?
It's basically, yeah, it's the whole point is, I think, for a lot of girls, is, you know, for the guy to get down on, you know, to plan the proposal. Because that's the question is, when you talk to your girlfriends about how he, you know, about the engagement, the first question out of their mouth is, how did he propose?
It's a story you tell for the rest of your life.
Yeah, so it's like, I can totally see her perspective, and also the fact that she's not in love with him. She's not ready to get married, so for him to take her to a jewelry store and start talking heavily about marriage and that kind of thing, like, basically it's, oh, I'm going to show you pretty sparkly things to make you want to get married. Because right. To him, he thinks if he just shows her a ring, that's going to be it. And it's way more than that.
Yeah, it's a lot more than that. And if when you're looking for a ring, you do it sneakily, or that's not even a word. You'd be very sneaky about it. You ask people, you ask a friend, you ask one of her girlfriends, and you just...
If you're to the stage in your dating relationship where you're getting married, yeah, you ask her friends, you ask her girlfriends, but you should know pretty much what kind of jewelry she likes by that stage.
Oh, yeah, you should tell, you should definitely know, but, you know, you get opinions. Basically.
Oh, you totally get opinions, but yeah, you should have a general idea. And plus, you know, if you go with a solitaire setting, can't go wrong with that. Tiffany, solitaire, never goes wrong.
Right, and if you have good taste, you should already know. But the whole idea is to of the engagement is the story behind the engagement, how you did it.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, it's like, if I was her, I'd be a little pissed, too, if he was like, oh, yeah, you know, let's just go to a grocery, or a jewelry store, and look at rings.
Right, and bring up the marriage word. You don't do that. That's not how you handle it, and that's, you know, oh, yeah, my husband took me, and, yeah, he took me to the jewelry store, and, yeah.
It's one thing to... It's like, had he gotten down on one knee in the jewelry store or in front of the jewelry store, and that would be one thing. But it's like, he didn't even do that. You know, he's just, it's like, oh, hey, let's go look at rings. And, right. Oh, yeah, by the way, I want to get married.
Right. Like, say, what would be the classy thing would have been, a way to do it was, he already had one picked out, you know, takes her to the store, and that's how he does it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, totally.
We're here to get earrings or something, and then, oh, by the way, you know, here's a diamond ring, and, you know, you go from there.
Right.
And we're back. We're back in town
Charleston.
For WWE main event, the big performance, JoJo and the Funkadactyls.
JoJo's out of her mind. She's nervous. She's freaking out. This is her make or break. This is her Fandango moment.
Uh-huh. Pretty much, yeah.
Except she's doing it on Main Event. And Trinity's not feeling well. She's coughing.
Yep. There's no redos. As Bree said, well, it's Main Event. You probably could redo it. But anyway, you can't redo it. You can't redo it first time. First time is, you know, can't take it back.
And here we go. They're about to sing their song.
What the hell is Arion doing?
Basically, she can't sing.
Arion can't sing, and she's just making loud screeching noises.
Yeah, I was going to say, this did not go well.
No, and you can tell they're not happy.
No. Yeah, it's off key, it's off pitch, they sound out of tune, yeah, it doesn't sound good. Like, if you actually go back and watch it outside of the Total Divas show, and, oh yeah, Jane's going, oh my god, what have I done?
Thank god we did this on Main Event.
Yeah, she's going, oh thank god I did it on Main Event, not on Raw, because yeah. But yeah, if you actually go back and watch the performance, because I actually had to go, I wanted to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I went back and found it and listened to it. It's like, yeah, I'd have to go back and listen to the recorded version, because I would bet you know, dollars to donuts that obviously the recorded version would sound better, because they can clean the voices up and they can auto-tune them and everything like that. So they sound perfect.
Right, and as we can tell from a lot of live performances, they always don't turn out the way they do in the studio, because, well, that's why there's a studio rather than, live performance.
Yeah, it's, you know, JoJo can sing. We heard her at SummerSlam. She can sing. She's a little pitchy, but not too bad. But, yeah, it's, had they let JoJo sing on her own, and this is nothing against Trinity and Arion, I think it would have gone a little bit better. It's just Trinity and JoJo's voices don't mesh well.
And whatever. They don't mesh well. And whatever Arion was doing, oh god, that was terrible.
Yeah, it's... You need that third voice in there, because you have Arion... Or, I'm sorry, you have Trinity, who's a lower, almost bass. And then you have JoJo, who's... I guess, like, maybe a tenor, possibly soprano. So you need a... You need another level in there somewhere. Because it's not working.
It was not working out too well. It did not work out.
And this Fan Geeks segment brought to you by Red Lobster, because the commercial is on.
I have Hershey chocolate, so. But yeah, this Fan Geek moment, yeah. Because we both have, anyway. We have our stories.
Yeah, this one time at Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. So, yeah.
Things are about to get interesting, because it looks like JoJo maybe had a Fandango moment.
Mm-hmm. And Eva...
Oh, dear.
And Eva Marie was like, you know, what goes around comes around. Which, by the way, this is all out of sync. By the way, I think this performance happened way before she found out about Max. I'm just pointing that out.
Oh, probably. Probably, yeah. Although, it's hard to say.
It is hard to say, but I think. We'll see. And we're back.
Yeah, their faces, they're like...
Mm-hmm.
Trinity's trying to make it better. Oh, Trinity, I hurt you.
It was okay, it was mediocre. Ariana's like, it wasn't complete train wreck, or was it? JoJo knows what was exactly wrong. And now she's talking with the people. Yeah.
Yeah, basically your next move is you're going to get yanked into Jane's office. That's the next move. Mm-hmm.
And now the Bellas are talking to Mark.
Basically, he's there to talk about the injury.
To talk about, you know, how it's hard to, you know, do stuff with her when she's limping around.
Right. And she's saying, well, I'm not in really any pain. It doesn't really hurt. And they're just very skeptical about what they can do with them.
What they could do creatively with them. They don't know how long it's going to take. Could be 12 weeks, 15 weeks. Who knows? And Nikki is doubting her career might be possibly over.
Well, you know, honestly, if her leg is that delicate that it's going to fracture that severely just from jumping on the ring,
mm-hmm.
it might be the... And it might be the best thing for her.
It might be. Oh, no. Things are going to get interesting next week.
Oh, geez, we got TJ and Jared next week. Oh, dear. Next week's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so this is
ooh,
this
someone
week.
Ends up someone ends up in an ambulance. Oh, no. Oh, things are going to get interesting, huh?
This is my kind of wedding. Totally my kind of wedding, but yeah. Just to kind of go back to Nikki for a second, I mean, as far as her wrestling career, that might be the best thing for her.
Take time.
Because if her...
Go ahead.
No, just as far as, you know, it's like I said, if her leg is going to break that easily, who knows what could make it break again and possibly worse.
Right. So there's a couple things we look forward to next week, Lindsay.
There are Natty's wedding, TJ and Jared finally meeting, and somebody leaving in an ambulance. Plus, it looks like JoJo and Ava are going to throw down just
right.
a little bit.
Here's the official preview. No longer the bridesmaid. Natty's dream wedding doesn't go off as planned. Nikki, stupid thing went away. 1 second, let's try this again without it going, you know, away on me as I'm trying to read it. There we go. Nikki is invited to meet John Cena's family. Ariane deals with a medical emergency, and one of the newcomers makes her WWE debut. But guess what? That's not all.
Wait, there's more?
There's more. Because not only do we get the mid-season finale, which includes a wedding, right after Total Divas, is the reunion show. A half-hour reunion show where the cast dishes it out, dishes the dirt on all things Total Divas.
So we have that to look forward to in our recap as well.
So we got a lot of stuff next week on the Total Divas Extra. The Rack Extra, Total
That's
Divas Edition.
Right. Yes. And who knows, we might be doing more Rack Extras. Because, well... More shows are showing up as the fall season premieres happen in the next couple weeks.
Oh, yes, they are. And, you know, if there's a show you want us to watch, let us know.
Not The Walking Dead.
No. No.
Just throwing that out there right now. Not The Walking Dead. That's not going to happen.
Dead. I don't want to show. Something interesting. All right. I know a lot of people like
Something
The Walking
without
Dead.
Zombies.
Something without zombies. Press right button.
Because I don't do zombies. But other than that, if there's a show you want us to review, if there's a show you want us to watch, send us an email. Where can they send that to?
Contact at rackradioshow.com.
Or you can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Lynn's Ward. Or hey, come to the show, The Rack, 11 p.m. Eastern, Thursday nights on wildtalkradio.com, and let us know live in our interactive chat room. because we will be taking suggestions as we're doing the show.
Yes, yes, we will.
Alrighty, then I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. And for Rock, you've been listening to the Rack Extra Total Divas, and we will see you next week. Bye. Ahora que el party se prende.